Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. This is our second lesson on why I'm a member of the church. And, of course, we have emphasized we're talking about the church that belongs to Christ, the church he built, the one of which he has promised to save. That's the only church we read about in the Bible, not our denomination, but the Lord's body, which is the church. And I want to give some reasons from the New Testament, why I'm a member of that church and why I would contend that everyone should be a member of that same body. We're members of the Church of Christ because of its creed. Now, sometimes people speak of the creed of the church. They have an idea of a denominational creed. But, friend, the word creed simply refers to what is believed. Nearly every denomination has a creed. It's a creed that's been compiled for that denomination and by the members of that denomination, and that is what makes it distinctive from all the other denominations. Well, that creed of the Lord's Church is simply the Bible, no more and no less. Nothing has authority behind it, and it is not of the Bible. You know, one could take a copy of the Bible. He could have stamped in gold on its cover the creed of the Church of Christ, and that would be true because the church simply holds to, thus saith the Lord. The Bible is the Lord's church's discipline. It's its manual, it's its catechism, it's its rule book. It is the inspired Word of God, and it's all sufficient, it's authoritative, and there is no need or allowance for anything more or anything less. The Word of God is inspired of God, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. And this is what members of the Church of Christ who are faithful to God believe. There is no other authority that we must accept except God's Word. And the will of Jesus Christ is revealed in that Word. That's what the Bible is. It's God's revelation to man. I'm a member of that church because of what God has said. If people would set aside their human creeds and simply unite on the Bible as authority, that would be a major step toward unity for which Christ prayed. It would remove the religious scene, everything that's not taught in the Bible. And this would remove from existence any and all churches except the church that belongs to Christ. So are members of that church because of what the church upholds as its authority, the authority of God. And we're members of the Church of Christ because the Bible teaches it is the pillar and the ground of the truth. And that simply means it's the support, the defender, the proclaimer of the truth. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. Therefore, the church teaches what the Bible teaches. It teaches what Scripture teaches as to how to be saved. It teaches what God has done to save man. It teaches what man's response to God's love and grace and mercy must be. It does teach the grace and the love and mercy of God and the sending of His Son, and how people must hear the Word. It must believe that Jesus is the Christ. People must repent of their sins and confess their faith in Christ, and, as Scripture teaches, to be baptized into Christ, and that for the remission of sins. That's what the Bible teaches, and that's what the Church of Christ teaches, and that's why I want to be a member of that which teaches what the Bible teaches. Churches generally, the denominational world, but they will not teach this. They'd rather teach what's in their manual. If you want to find out about a certain denomination, turn to its manual. If you want to find out about another one, turn to its discipline. If you want to find out about another one, turn to its prayer book, or turn to some other creed that instructs you about that particular church. Sometimes people teach to be saved, one must pray through, or they may teach that salvation is by faith only. Well, you see, the Church of Christ doesn't teach that. Why doesn't it teach that? Because the Bible never teaches that. The Bible never teaches that one is saved by faith only. And yet we find a lot of people and clergymen in denominations that teach that. I don't know why they do. The only time you read about faith only is in the book of James, which teaches us we're not saved by faith only. But they'll teach contradictory to the scriptures and contend that everybody ought to follow that. Others will teach that we're saved by grace alone. Then that God is the one that saves us, that we don't have anything to do. Some will even go so far in the Calvinistic doctrine to teach that God has determined one is saved or lost, going to heaven or to hell, even before he is born. Who determined it? According to the Calvinistic doctrine, God determined it. Therefore, if anybody is lost, it's God's fault. If anybody is saved, it's altogether God's credit, and man has nothing to do about it and can't do anything about it. Well, the Bible doesn't teach such things as that, and the Church of Christ doesn't teach things like that. That's the reason I'm a member of the Church of Christ. It teaches what the Bible teaches. The Bible might teach that one can pray through or pray the sinner's prayer. Friend, over and over on television, the radio, other places, the sinner's prayer. You never read a word about being saved by the sinner's prayer in all of the pages of the Bible. I don't know why people are so dishonest with Scripture and will teach what the Bible does not teach. The Bible teaches what God has done. The Bible teaches what man must do. I'm a member of the Church of Christ because it teaches what God has done, and it teaches what man must do. And it doesn't teach that we're saved by some kind of direct operation of the Holy Spirit, or just be honest and sincere. It doesn't teach the many different ways that man might choose in order to be saved. It doesn't teach that which is not found in Scripture. But I'm a member of the church because we respect what the Bible has to say about the church. And the church is organized and governmentally structured the way that the Bible reveals. Christ is the head of the church. The universal church is organized into local congregations. Friend, with the Lord's church, there's no ecclesiastical hierarchy. There's no organization larger than the local church. You see, the local church, according to the Bible, if overseen by men who are called elders or bishops, they are the pastors and shepherds of the flock, and it's served by those who are designated as deacons, and the rest of the church composed by the rest of the members, including the preachers and the teachers. Each congregation is a self-governing, autonomous congregation, but the churches of Christ are tied together. We sing the song, "Bind us together, Lord, bind us together." Well, how are we bound together? We're bound together by our common salvation. We're bound together by our common conviction. We're bound together by our love one for the other and for the Lord. But there's no governmental organization that starts from the head and goes down through men to govern the church. The head is Christ, and the church is organized into local congregations. I wouldn't want to be a member of the church where men govern it everything. The Lord governs everything, and we need to respect the government of the Lord's church as the Bible reveals it. And I'm a member of the church because the Church of Christ does the work that God has said the church is to do. And that primarily is to preach the gospel to save the souls of men, to edify the saved that they might grow and not fall away, and to render benevolent assistance to those in need as we have opportunity. Indeed, the work of the church is to glorify God by upholding the things of God. You see, the Church of Christ does what the Lord wants done when it comes to the matter of worship. And God has designated how man is to worship. Never do you read in Scripture that man is the one that has been authorized to tell God how God ought to be worshiped. Man doesn't decide the way man worships God. God has decided the way that man worships God, and we need to respect what God has said. And Scripture authorizes that we worship God through our singing and by praying, by giving of our means, by observing the Lord's Supper, and by proclaiming the Word of God. And friend, this is what we do. We sing without the instrument of music because there's no authority in the New Testament for it. That would be adding to what God has said. And we partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week, because that's what the early church did under the authority of the Holy Spirit as given by the apostles. And that's the reason I'm a member of that church that follows the New Testament pattern. This is that of which we read in the Bible. And when churches begin to branch out into fields of secular education and recreation and entertainment and trying to get people all excited and all of that, why, that's leaving what is written. That's leaving the need for authority for what is done. The church would have turned back from the pattern of the Lord. We need to simply follow what the New Testament has revealed. The church is not to just get people all excited. It's not a religious hee-haw. It's not a holy wow. It's to show reverence unto the Lord, and that's what the church does. And I'm a member of the Church of Christ because I subscribe to the biblical denomination for the church. The members are called the Church of God, the Church of Christ. Do you know more often than not it's simply called the church? After all, it belongs to God and to Christ, and there is only one. Names that honor men and doctrines and governmental systems, that doesn't have biblical support. The disciples were called the saints or Christians. They were the disciples of Christ. They're members of the body. Why should anyone want to wear names that God has never authorized? Why would one want to promote and encourage religious division by names that separate and divide? Why does one dismiss the importance of the worthy name by which we are called? You see, God's people are called Christians, and members of the Church of Christ wear that name. That's the reason I'm a member of it. Yes, I'm a member of the Church of Christ because that church is what Christ has promised to save. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5 in verse 23 teaches us that Christ is the Savior of what? Savior of the church. Isn't that what we want to belong to, that which he saved? And he said again that when he comes, he will deliver to the Father the kingdom, 1 Corinthians 24. And the Bible teaches that the church is that kingdom. He offers to save everyone. Unfortunately, everyone will not come to him. But those that do come to him, they shall be saved. Why should we want to belong to something which admittedly is not found in the Bible? You ask your clergyman, do you have to be a member of this denomination to be saved? And they universally will say, no. But friend, you got to be a member of the Church of Christ to be saved, because that's what the Bible teaches. You see, the saved are added to the church. Well, there are other reasons as to why we belong to the Church of Christ, but this should be sufficient to show why I am a member of the Church of Christ, and why I would encourage others to search the Scriptures and to see what the truth is, and simply follow the truth, because the truth will make you free. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.